2, The Mighty Messengers. Mighty messengers belong to the ascendant group of the Trinitized Sons. They are a class of perfected mortals who have been rebellion-tested or otherwise equally proved as to their personal loyalty. All have passed through some definite test of universe allegiance. At some time in their paradise ascent, they stood firm and loyal in the face of the disloyalty of their superiors, and some did actively and loyally function in the places of such unfaithful leaders. With such personal records of fidelity and devotion, these ascending mortals pass on through Havona with the stream of the pilgrims of time, attain paradise, graduate therefrom, and are mustered into the core of the finality. Thereupon they are trinitized in the secret embrace of the Paradise Trinity, and subsequently are commissioned to become associated with the Ancients of Days in the administration of the governments of the seven superuniverses. Every ascendant mortal of insurrectionary experience who functions loyally in the face of rebellion is eventually destined to become a mighty messenger of the superuniverse service. Likewise is any ascendant creature who effectively prevents such upheavals of error, evil, or sin, for action designed to prevent rebellion or to effect higher types of loyalty in a universe crisis is regarded as of even greater value than loyalty in the face of actual rebellion. The senior mighty messengers were chosen from those ascendant mortals of time and space who were among the earlier paradise arrivals, many having traversed Havona in the times of Grand Fonda. But the first trinitizing of mighty messengers was not effected until the candidate corps contained representatives from each of the seven superuniverses. And the last group of this order to qualify on paradise embraced ascendant pilgrims from the local universe of Nebadon. Mighty messengers are embraced by the Paradise Trinity in classes of 700,000, 100,000 for assignment to each superuniverse. Almost 1 trillion mighty messengers are commissioned on Uversa, and there is every reason to believe that the number serving in each of the seven superuniverses is exactly the same. I am a mighty messenger, and it may interest your ancients to know that the companion and associate of my mortal experience was also triumphant in the great test, and that, though we were many times and for long periods separated in the age-long inward ascent to Havona, we were embraced in the same 700,000 group, and that we spent our time passing through Vice Gerrington in close and loving association. We were finally commissioned and together assigned to Uversa of Orvontan, and we are often dispatched in company for the execution of assignments requiring the services of 2 messengers. Mighty messengers, in common with all Trinity-embraced sons, are assigned to all phases of superuniverse activities. They maintain constant connection with their headquarters through the superuniverse reflectivity service. Mighty messengers serve in all sectors of a superuniverse and frequently execute missions to the local universes and even to the individual worlds, as I do on this occasion. In the superuniverse courts, mighty messengers act as defenders of both individuals and planets when they come up for adjudication. They also assist the perfections of days in the direction of the affairs of the major sectors. As a group, their chief assignment is that of superuniverse observers. They are stationed on the various headquarters worlds and on individual planets of importance as the official observers of the Ancients of Days. When so assigned, they also serve as advisors to the authorities directing the affairs of the spheres of their sojourn. The messengers take active part in all phases of the ascendant scheme of mortal progression. With their associates of mortal origin, they keep the supergovernments in close and personal touch with the status and progression of the plans of the descending sons of God. Mighty messengers are fully conscious of their entire ascendant careers, and that is why they are such useful and sympathetic ministers, understanding messengers, for service on any world of space and to any creature of time. As soon as you are delivered from the flesh, you will communicate freely and understandingly with us, since we spring from all the races on all the evolutionary worlds of space, that is, from those mortal races that are indwelt by, and subsequently fused with, thought adjusters.